Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 468.
Happy Fat Fridays.
For a public holiday as well. I'm glad that we get to take the day off just to get ready for the footy, because I love footy.
Yeah, who are you going for tomorrow?
I'm going for the Tigers.
Yeah.
I think Jem would be very upset.
Yeah.
And I see also the shade that Michelle gave Zara.
Oh, for not following
GWS.
Yeah, for not following Richmond.
Which
yeah.
I thought GWS is a liquor store.
That's what is it? Fuck, I don't go
GWS,
to liquor stores.
No? Is it not a liquor store? Anyway.
The orange one, the
BWS. BWS.
Beer, wine, spirit.
Oh, yeah.
BWS. I've frequented that many times in my life, but not recently.
Beer, wine, spirit. Spirits, vodka. Is that a spirit?
Yeah. So, my wife is going for Greater Western Sydney because she is from Western Sydney. So she grew up out in the West. Mm-hmm. And so I can't really argue with that, but I am going for Richmond. I really want to see them get another flag.
See, GWS, because the last time you said it was the Gold Coast Suns, I think.
Oh,
or
no,
you said they were in the Gold Coast. Yeah. So I assume they're in Queensland. So that was for a second there when I was processing, GWS. I thought, oh, Amy lived in Queensland.
No,
I understand. Anyway, let's get off the footy banter. Let's keep that for tomorrow.
Oh, it's Fat Friday. It's an early one. So we just did a
Macca's run.
Little bit of a Macca's run this morning. And that's always what you do. I mean, Macca's runs for me whenever we're going on a shoot that's out of the city.
And we do three shoots a week.
Actually, we do seven of these shoots a week, so we can have Macca's every morning. So I've got that. But also, Amy, we've got almost the dregs.
Dregs? What's dregs?
We've got the dregs, the last little bits of what she cooked for her work. So she does a lot of baking for the office, and I'm always a bit annoyed because I'm like, it's not baking for us.
Mm.
But she has baked a little bit of extra bits for us, but it's only because she had too much.
Is she going to turn up one day and say, hey guys, I've got 6 days time in lieu based on the amount of baking she's doing outside the house?
We bloody well should, mate. She'd be paying our power bill. Either way, she cooks lovely cheesecakes. Never cooked me one. But cooks her work people one.
Does work pay for the ingredients or is she putting...
Yeah,
oh, that's good.
I wouldn't have that, mate. Yeah. Seriously. Anyway, we have like a tiny little cheesecake that... it looks really good.
It looks like a McMuffin, to be honest. A cheesy McMuffin.
It looks like a Portuguese tart. Yeah, have a little sniff of it, big boy.
Mm, it does smell. It smells really good. To be honest, I'm more excited because this is not sponsored, but McDonald's are doing their monopoly. And growing up, that was huge for me.
Okay. I'm going to rip mine off.
What's on the bag? I saw all these logos. You can win Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's like Groupon, Suzuki, Amazon Echo, Europe Car,
Ubisoft,
Video Easy Express. What is that?
That's the vending machine.
Oh, yeah, but then you have to have a DVD player. Shopback, which the Shameless Girls were talking about.
Were they really?
Shopback?
Is it good or bad?
Get paid to shop.
It's
I think they were saying it was good.
It's great because you
Like 2% cash back.
Yeah. But it sends a bad message psychologically because it's like it's when ING in the early days, every time you did PayPass, it was like 1 or 2% back.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was
like
there is a sense in your mind that every time I'm buying a coffee, I'm making money. It's like an investment. It's not really happening.
All right, I'm gonna quickly rip this Monopoly sticker off. Here we go. Anything? Instant win.
Oh, instant win.
$20 off car rental. That's, mate, don't tell me that's an instant win.
How do I know what mine is?
Because it says instant win.
Retail voucher.
Yeah, give me a look.
No, fuck off.
No, it just says right there, $20 off car rental. So it says it right there. Retail $ voucher.
Did you get I got a $1,000 online shop voucher.
Instant win, it said?
Nah.
Oh, mate, this is the thing. Back in the day...
I don't understand. This is what pisses me off. It's like secondhand...
I'm pissed.
Second chance draw.
That's cold. I'm pissed.
But it's because we waited.
Yeah, true.
But, so what have I won?
Nothing.
No,
trust me,
I have.
This is...
No, it's an instant win and it says a retail voucher and has a dollar sign.
Okay.
So I think I've got to go to a website.
No, here you go. Look, it says... Here's the fucked up bit. Download the app, scan, enter code, 1 in 5 wins instantly.
Wait, so who's getting Macca's at this time?
1 in 5 wins instantly.
Yeah, so I can do it, no?
I don't waste the time on the show doing it.
How about we do this? There was a we were thinking about what we were doing this time last year.
Yeah, because
you talk about this.
So, grand final day lands on the Friday before the granny. Sorry. Grand final day public holiday is given to the people of Melbourne, not outside. So, Sydney, sorry, Brisbane, sorry, or everywhere else in Australia, sorry, but in Victoria, we get it. We get the day off, which is, I mean, I don't really give a shit because I'm a business owner and it's
hustle.
Yeah, every day, 24/7. You know what I'm saying?
So anyway,
I'm open 25 hours a day.
So you, but we were wondering.
Yeah, what were we doing? Because we recorded a show on the Friday before the grand final last year.
Which I was still away.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that this must have been just before you came to the US. Because we did the episode with Seth, I think, on the 3rd of October.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's next week. As in a year ago, next week.
Yeah.
But it's soon. It's very soon. And so, yeah, we were wanting to know what we did, a bit of a flashback Friday. What were we doing on the 28th of September 2018?
And before you play, are you just playing a random spot?
Yeah, I was 44 seconds in.
Okay, great.
All right,
here we go.
Mr. 97 is about to play a bit from our show while I have a nice bite of this bacon egg McMuffin.
I'll do that while also downloading the app. I've got a bit of a cough as well.
28th of September 2018.
Episode 184.
Oh, jeez.
You're catching a flight in how long?
I'll be at the airport at this time in 24 hours. So 24 hours away.
Oh, really? So it's Saturday morning that you that you're flying out.
Yeah, Saturday morning I fly out. I'm in this thing where I want to try and brainstorm with you today of ways that I can access the Qantas lounge because I don't have status. So, but I really want to get into the lounge.
Fuck status. Fuck status. I've gone full circle on this. Bree and I were in where were we? In Croatia. And it turns out that we were on a Star Alliance flight, but for some roundabout reason, we couldn't get into the lounge. And I spent 2 hours, we got there really early, and I spent that 2 hours trying to get in on the phone to Lufthansa. And just like I was ropeable about like using Skype, speaking to supervisors. Had one supervisor say, "Are you..." It turns out that like I asked someone at Lufthansa a few days before because it was one of those code share flights and I said, will I have access to the lounge? And they said, yes.
Yeah.
And then I get to the lounge and they said, oh, no, you don't get access. Sorry.
Does anything change?
With your status.
You can fade that down. They're boring the fuck out of me. We're thinking flashback Fridays. But, man, what do you think about that content?
I'm just glad we got through. Like, if we didn't make it through the 100 days while you were away, like, we wouldn't be here today.
It sounded good, though, given we're in different rooms and stuff.
Where were you? You must have just been in – you must have been
in
Greece.
I was in Greece, yeah.
That sounded real good from one of the Greek islands.
Yeah, I think that was probably Athens. I reckon I know exactly – yeah, I feel like I know exactly where that was potentially.
God.
But, yeah, it's funny – it's like Facebook memories. When you go back, like we just all like every human, we're on this cycle of just talking about the same shit.
And little things will fly into our world within our, you know, our view.
Like the lounge. How much have we mentioned the lounge in the past week and a half?
Yeah.
I think every show in Sydney.
Actually needs to be done is we just have the best access so you don't end up talking about getting in.
Yeah.
There's things in life that are like, if you don't have them or if they're like harder to come by, or it's like these become the interest points for us humans.
Sure.
It's interesting. A little bit of flashback. I texted my mum this morning and I said to her, this was pretty early. This was like a surprise she wrote back. It was like 6 a.m. And I set her a task too. I said, can you send me a photo of the hair you kept from my first haircut? And so I'm a 31-year-old man. That was a long time ago. My first haircut was in 1990. I was 2 years old. Mum wrote back. She sent the photo. This is a bit weird. Hold your thoughts on the weirdness mm-hmm. of doing this. I'll just read you what Mum wrote back. And Mr. 97, if you can just put up the photo right now mm-hmm. of my hair. First haircut, February 1990. You're almost two. Not even two. Wow. Also, I can give you the points, by the way. That's another conversation shit. I was just getting into thinking of it. Anyway, Bodie, my son.
Are you about to pull out hair?
Bodie, my son, had his first haircut, 2.5. We held out a bit longer than what my mum did.
And I mean, he had a full mullet.
We had, like, I had a bowl cut for my first, so it was long. It was.
Was it, did they actually use a bowl?
No. Mum's friend, mm-hmm. Gabrielle, who's messaged us about the show. She messaged us about Mum's episode. Loved it. She's a hairdresser and she came over and cut my hair. So there's this great photo. There's something so nice about capturing like the first moments, and it's this out in the backyard. Mm. I've got the bib all, you know, the sort of big cape around me and my hair's a bit wet and it just looks old and shitty, the photo, because it's from the 90s. And it's great. And I've got this blonde hair. I had like bright blonde hair.
It would have been
hair.
89, wouldn't it? Or
90. Mum writes into the albums. That's how she's been able to find that photo, because she keeps an album.
Like and Google
she
has photos.
Yeah. But then she also keeps the hair, another thing. Anyway, Bodie had his first haircut over the weekend.
I think you just got some on the ground.
Oh, did I? That's had his first haircut over the weekend. And I said to Amy, oh, should I keep it? She said no.
Really?
And I mean, I just think I should keep it because Mum kept mine.
What about also DNA? I do wonder about things like DNA.
So I'm going to open this.
Could be handy one day, no?
This is, I asked the woman from Adairs to give me some paper. So that was after, I had it in my pocket for a bunch
did
of time.
She say, did they say it was quite, wait, you went to Adairs?
No, haircut, pocketed the hair. So it was on his lap. It's like.
Did you tell the hairdresser you were doing it?
No.
So you know it wasn't just someone else's
no,
hair?
No, it was on his lap. So it had fallen onto his lap. So I made sure I got the right one. Anyway, this is it. I'm going to open it up. This is it. Just a little furball.
No, you're literally getting hair everywhere.
Am I? Oh, yeah, shit.
Oh, it looks great, doesn't it? It's a great colour. You didn't show me the photo of your hair. Was your hair brown?
Yeah, so maybe let me just have a look.
Side by side.
What colour is that? They're
blonde.
Exactly the same colour.
Really? What?
Look at that.
So that's so strange.
They're very similar, right?
But you don't have blonde hair.
I know.
Did you have blonde hair? You must have.
I had bright blonde hair.
That's crazy.
I had. Anyway, so is it weird though? Like,
nah,
I don't see it being weird.
I mean,
weird.
Where are you going to keep it? It's in this minimalist culture that we're now in.
Well,
it is annoying.
Here's the thing. I was
you've got hair all over your body
boys.
Now.
So here's the thing. I was gonna just like wrap it up like I have, put it into an envelope, put Bodie's name on it, mm-hmm. and put it in the box where Mum keeps my hair.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because then she can just have it. You know, she's got one of my teeth.
Really? I actually
it's so weird, yeah.
The whole teeth thing. When I found out like the tooth fairy and all that sort of stuff, that I could make some cash. Mm-hmm. I was in like grade one, I think, and I were watching a movie, and during the movie, I pulled out three of my teeth.
$6.
Yeah. I think I was only getting $1 each, so $3.
And why did you say two?
$2 a thing. Actually, mine varied. Mine varied between $1 and $2 a tooth.
Depends how the tooth fairy was doing.
Well, it might have been how big the tooth was as well.
Oh, really? I should have
I can't remember.
A big molar or something.
Just your canine.
I just remember like going into the pain and just being like, but I think that the teacher was a bit worried. They gave me a little like a Kinder surprise holder. And so I had like, I was like, came out of school just rattling at me. Mom, guess what this is? $3.
Did you ever know kids that, put like their parents put some not rope but like floss.
Now you see
string or floss onto a door.
You see it in movies. You see that.
No, I saw it happen. Greek family up the end.
If it feels like they have watched a movie.
Oh, no doubt. This lovely Greek family that I'd go over for lamb spits on a Sunday. and now moved back to Athens, but they have this property. It's actually next door to Jules Lund, where he lives. Anyway, that's another thing. But I used to go in there, and I remember seeing.
Have you played basketball with Michelle again?
No, nah, not yet. Yeah. I remember seeing the dad putting this piece of floss, and the girl, no, no, I didn't want to. And then, boom.
That's a lot of floss as well.
Yeah.
How many meters of floss do you get typically? Oh,
yeah, I reckon that you get up to probably 30 meters in a thing.
30? Fuck, 30 meters, you reckon? No. Yeah. I reckon it's under, I think it's 12.
12 would be good. Don't have a kid because you, Bodie's just pulled out my brother's floss. Just comes into the room, he's just pulling out meters of floss.
25 meters.
Wow.
I mean, if it was radio, we would test that, which I'm not opposed to.
Hey, I've been getting a whole bunch of trolls on my 7-Eleven video because it's about the same time, about a year ago, flashback episode, where I released with my co-host.
Oh, fishing is coming up for renewal. I need to stop paying for that.
Oh, yeah, stop paying for that.
Also, Blaz Roba, if you're listening, I've accidentally haven't renewed his
website, blazroba.com.
Yeah. So if you go to blazroba.com, you'll see 97. It's currently
not active.
Anyway, so a lot of people writing on the YouTube video where I outed them for being able to put a $2 coffee into a $1 cup, meaning you just should buy the $1 one. Anyway, I only did it a couple of times. I mean, people take it for face value.
Is it an extra shot?
Oh, I don't know. Either way, you're paying a dollar more. And so I don't know. How is it fitting in? That was the whole thing. How can you fit the substance of the button press of a $2 into the one?
Because you're getting a stronger coffee. I've only just
reconciled this. Hopefully there's a bit more shot of coffee and there's a bit more milk, so you're getting more. But why does it fit into $1? Was the whole thing. Anyway, don't get bogged down in that. People have been still commenting and just, this is bullshit. Here's the guy that fucking complains about $1 coffee. I was thinking we should actually.
Oh, don't get me involved.
No. I was thinking, like, I don't know if they fixed it or not.
No.
But we could just go around and just honestly put the cup there and just hold the camera and just go.
I mean, since when have you been about honesty? Yesterday, you were pressing about six buttons to get your coffee.
No, but I'm saying, yeah, it's true. But I'm happy to go back on, guys, it's not a thing anymore. I made a video that was, you know, showed the facts back in the day. But if I do it again, what happens? You know I'm a local celebrity down at the Collingwood 7-Eleven where all the filming went down. She knows me there.
Riley, who used to work in our old office.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened with her with 7-Eleven?
No.
She was doing extra shots and things like that. And she went up to the counter and said, oh, just a $1 coffee, just smiling. And he said, oh, no, what about the chocolate and the thing? Like the I think she must have. It's a hot chocolate machine as well, is it?
No, it's just hot water and hot milk.
Did some extras and stuff.
Well, if you just did an extra shot, he would do that.
But she said chocolate. Is there a hot chocolate?
There is a hot chocolate thing.
Yeah, so you could do a hot chocolate. She could have made a mocha.
No, you can't because it's actually in its own hot chocolate container, and then you rip off this thing and there's chocolate under the bottom of it.
I wonder how she did that. I mean, this is going back a year, eight months.
But I was thinking I should just do it. I should just do it.
Yeah,
film
I don't
it.
Think I need to be there, but you should.
I'll happily get Ryan John again. The video will probably go viral again.
Yeah.
And you'll be mistaken. Ryan John, co-host Ryan and Tommy.
Yeah, the one bit of PR we've ever gotten. And it's got a photo of Ryan John and Tommy. And they're saying the hosts of the Daily Talk Show.
And it was in news.com.au. It was in the paper.
No, it's annoying.
Anyway, should we try this?
Yeah, I want to try it.
Cheesecake of my wife. Thank you, Amos.
Did you also see about the Veronicas the other day?
What happened?
They got escorted off a Qantas plane by the federal police.
Mate, that's no good.
And they were saying that they're going to potentially, I don't know where it's at now, but potentially legal action against Qantas for the embarrassment.
The embarrassment? You only get taken off for a flight if you've been an absolute gronk.
Well, apparently, because the other night I was watching the end of the project,
mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, will you release the whole video? And they're like, oh, yeah, maybe, you know, legal proceedings or that sort of thing. But then I tried to Google what was going on. And I think they were asked to move their bag on the like carry-on so that they – like because it couldn't close and they wouldn't do it. And they just said, oh, you can do it. But apparently – like flight attendants can't move bags and stuff because of OH&S.
Really?
Mm. And so anyway, they had an argument about it and they got the federal police and took them away.
God, it is embarrassing.
It happened to Will Anderson too. Remember he was...
Oh, yeah, and then he wrote a comedy special about it. Mm. Anyway, do you want to try something?
Yeah, we'll try.
Here we go.
Stand by.
Here we go.
I'm getting the crusty end.
Well, you can have both. Like... I think the outer side is nice. Mm.
That's what I mean.
Mm. Mm. Oh, Amos.
That is so good. So what is it? It's a cheesecake.
Yeah, it's just a cheesecake. Mm. Anyway, a bit early for cheesecake, to be honest. Yeah.
No. Anyway. Well, it's public holiday. I think it's a short one.
Yeah, nice short one. It's been a big couple of weeks. Mm. Sydney episodes.
I've been reflecting before we go on my phone usage. Obviously, last week when I was in Dalesford, that was going to be sort of a screens downtime.
Screen free.
And I did 25 hours on Instagram.
28, wasn't it?
That was 25. It was probably 20. It was, yeah. Anyway,
it's almost a full working week.
And then on Wednesday in the morning walking along and I was going like around a corner. And I got nearly taken out by a guy and I got annoyed at him at first. Like my instant reaction was like, why are you running? But he was in high viz. He was a rubbish man running and doing all of the thing.
Doing his job.
And I thought, you know what? So it was part of me was like, my instant response was, how could he have done better? And I was like, you know what? Why run on the path like that? Why not run behind? And I was like, okay, let's get hit by a car if he's on the road. And I'm like, okay, do we need the bin? Okay, we need the bins to be done. All right, maybe I shouldn't have been looking at my phone. And so I got to that conclusion, which I was pretty proud of myself with a bit of self-reflection, like your mum going to, you know, the US and reflect. What was that called?
Self-realization.
I had a self-realization where it's like, oh, I'm the problem. I need to look at my phone less.
While walking, which is an interesting one. I've honestly had a moment where you shouldn't really care what other people are thinking. Like if you're transfixed on what other people are thinking about you, it's a hard life to live. But I've had moments where I'm walking. I have it when I'm with my kid too and I'm on my phone. Mm. I think about what other people are looking at me and thinking.
I think it's a flawed – I think it's good to be – so you could use that and be like, be on the phone if you want to. But you also got to think about your internal like – what you think is okay.
Which is why I end up just going, well, how do I think? It's like, so I'm thinking, what are other people looking at me walking along using my phone thinking? Mm. But it's probably the reflection is, what am I thinking when I'm that person looking over at the person on the phone?
Which is what happens when I like, if I go 1 minute without looking at my phone and I see someone else on their phone, it's like, you scum.
Yeah, you
absolute scum.
Yeah.
I saw that meme the other day where it's like, do you see that? It's like relationships. Relationships are just waiting for you to be off your relationships are when you're off your phone. Relationships are telling off your partner to get off their phone when in the short period of time you're not on your phone. which is very true.
But it's so funny.
In saying all of that, the new iPhone, I've got an iPhone. What have I got? 7 Plus.
Yeah.
It's got the fingerprint thing, which I like. I was speaking to Rob Ward from Quadlock, who they already have the cases for the new phone. Yeah,
they look so good on that phone. Yeah. They're like the multiple cameras on the back. It's sick.
And so I was thinking about potentially finally upgrading. He was saying the Face ID is a lot better.
Dude, the Face ID is sick now. No. You're such a big baby. Didn't Jules Land and you, because I didn't press the right button. Jules Land and you are such fucking babies. Mm-hmm. No, I don't like the Face ID. It's so annoying.
No, but it's just because
I haven't thought about the annoyance of the Face ID from the second day I got it. So you get it and you're like, oh, how do I use this? Swiping up. It's like, It's never been easier.
I just people like doing this with their head.
No, no, no. Dude, you just like look down. I'm done. No. Boom.
So the thing so is, easy. It's gotten better. But here's an interesting fact that he was pointing out. So the camera is better, he said. Yeah, it is better. The wide looks sick.
How many cameras on?
Three. At
the back, three cameras. On the Pro. A telephoto lens, yeah. So it's just like a high zoom.
I don't know who's using this, like the bigger zoom.
I like getting in close sometimes on a bit far. Just being like
on the tram or something, trying to get
telephoto, a wide, and then a
extra wide. Oh, well, yeah, telephoto, like a sort of a mid portrait sort of shot, and then a wide.
Yeah, the wide is basically what you got on your phone. Yeah, now.
And so the wide, I don't know what the exact language is that how they describe those three, but the wide looks sick, being able to especially get a photo of, say, you and then get the background and stuff.
Mr. 97's mate, Andre, he's been using wide on Insta stories. And looks it's like, great. It looks so sick because it's like, what is that? What camera are you using? Like, and what phone are you using?
Well, so the interesting thing about that is, because I said to Rob, I'm like, it would be great for live streams on Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
What he said is currently to use the wide, you have to use it in the normal phone app and then bring it into Insta Stories.
Oh, you got to film it. Oh, wow. So you can't use it in the Insta Stories.
They will
fix that up. They have 100%.
To. And so anyway.
If Opal Card in Sydney can go on to Apple Pay.
Is it on Apple Pay now?
Opal Card up in Sydney. So the equivalent of Mikey. So Opal completely, you don't need it.
Because
physical card.
Because I was listening to a bit of talk back last week and someone was complaining.
Oh, Fordo would be all over that.
They're talking, but I was also listening to Melbourne talk back and they were saying with the Mikey concession, you can't get concession on your Android.
Yeah, because Gronks would fucking, like Mr. 97.
Be all over that.
No, I'm still 16.
He looks it. But the other thing too is, that's not an iPhone. I thought that it was a proprietary chip that could never be used in this case. I thought like it was because I remember Japan, if you get an iPhone from Japan, they use a different chip to allow for that because they've got a whole like public transport system. And so they've built in the correct chip. So I find it interesting that the Opal card works.
Yeah, gone completely cardless. Well, sick.
So what it is they use – It's actually your credit card. So it's not the Opal card on the phone. It's just using
Apple Pay.
Yeah. It's using Apple Pay to tap and go when you hop on each.
That's different. Yeah. Isn't it?
So like better like on.
That's
on
the way around it though because they can't. Apple won't open it up to the.
Yeah. But I read something a while ago saying Apple was going to open it up in like either this year or next year they're going to try.
Well, they could be anti-competitive stuff because with the credit card that they're doing, like all of that like cashback stuff and. You know, if you buy at the Apple store, you'll get more money. Like it's.
I just got my brother set up with Apple Pay for the first time. He's fucking impressed.
No, it is good. But the one interesting thing about the iPhone, so photos are great. However, what Rob was saying was he took an iPhone 10 photo and an iPhone Pro, like the new 11 Pro, whatever it is. What are we calling it? iPhone 11 Pro.
Yeah.
Took that, put it on the computer screen. Small difference. Put the iPhone, like, so what he was saying is it's actually the screen on the iPhone 11 Pro that looks heaps better, which makes photos look heaps better.
Interesting.
So it's not necessarily, you're not getting, and because it's so optimized, the camera for the screen. They're getting a really good experience there, but it doesn't necessarily translate if you're putting it on
the computer. Yeah. But I wonder if that will start. So, for instance, when there's a time that everybody has iPhone 11s because you know these are all shitty, and then content through your Instagram feed has to lift because the experience and shit will just stuff shot on old phones is going to look super shit because you got such a high resolution or high pixel.
No, so it's like
screen?
I mean the thing. Yeah, I mean, it's all those things. It's like dialing and all the saturation and stuff. But the interesting thing about the photos, which I can't work out whether it's good or bad, is they're doing so much digitally to the photo. So when you take a photo, it's already taking multiple photos at different exposures.
Yeah, it's
so it's
sick.
Almost like bracketing. So back in the day, if you want to get a photo of like especially like real estate photos, you know, they'll get a photo of a room and outside you'll be able to see the backyard perfectly. Whereas if you took that with one photo, you wouldn't be able to expose.
Yeah, different exposure. Yeah.
And so you bracket, so you take multiple photos at different exposures and then you stitch them, like stick them all together. And that's what they're doing on the iPhone. So when you take a photo, it is manipulating all of the different exposures so that like, giving your skin a little bit more brightness there.
It's the HDR function, you can see.
Yeah. So, but it's, I think it's almost like, from what I could see, it's doing that even outside of HDR mode.
That's good. I mean, there's moments where I've been like, oh, that's so annoying. I wanted to get that stuff in the background, but it didn't come.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a $1,800 toy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Call your mum on to text your mum about. Can you send me photos of my hair?
It's a good. The video, you know, being higher quality is good.
Mate.
Annoying. Like Slofi is fucking dumb. I'll never do it. Slofi.
What's Slofi?
It's a selfie that's in slow mo. So these we don't need narcissists doing videos of them sort of doing this with their hair. It's like the worst thing I've ever seen. Yeah. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. Send us a review through Apple Podcasts if you like the show.
Yeah.
Also, again, Pocket Cast is free now. You can download that. Before we go, I forgot. Nearly forgot my Mac.
Okay, check it out. And then can you check mine too? No, maybe Mr. Moses.
Allow.
Yeah.
What were we going to say?
You can have my $20 off for car rental.
Well, you don't actually. I don't think you get it. You don't get it right away.
No, no.
It's an instant win.
It's one of five of this, so it's an instant win.
Oh, look at the animation. But like, I just want to.
It looks sick.
It's going to use up all my fucking battery. All right, next.
Okay, the iPhone 11.
Next. I should have probably read that.
Have you signed up?
No, do I have to sign up?
Yeah, if you just give me the number, I can enter it into my.
Okay, here, I'll give him your one.
Give me a second.
So no one else is going to be able to use this? No, because
give me your ticket number.
F. S.
Yeah.
R. D. L. G. N. Y. G 582. Geez, I'm good, aren't I?
You're quite articulate.
We have to because it's. Mate, I was signing in there.
I was signing up for my internet the other day.
Who have you gone with?
It's just TPG.
Okay, that's fine.
NBN.
A $5 to $50 discount from one of our featured retailers, venues, or subscription service providers. Claim? Do you want me to claim it?
Yeah.
A $5 to $50.
And then it's going to tell me what I've won?
Or is that it? That's a rort. It's an absolute rort.
No, I reckon.
No, it will tell us. It will have to tell us. Here we go. He's excited.
His eyebrows are flicked up.
Hang on, I've got to activate the code.
Oh.
This is a nightmare.
We'll allow it. I'll finish my.
You got it, mate?
Hang on, give me a second.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the Daily Talk Show. And we'll be back tomorrow.
No, hang on. How far off, 97?
Give me a sec. Just about to hit submit.
Submit for what? What are you getting?
He needs to find out.
Oh, Victoria.
The loopholes that you got to jump through for this shit.
All right, do you want an Amazon voucher?
For how much?
Claim voucher.
Yeah, Amazon. Yeah, I want Amazon. This is mine.
No, but isn't it $5 to $50?
Oh, $20.
Yes.
You got it.
$20. Yeah, I got a $20 Amazon voucher.
Nice.
I'll just screenshot that and send it to you.
Thank you. How good is that?
What do you want to get?
I don't know.
That was real. That was live prize piggery.
That was pretty good, isn't it?
Live prize piggery. Amazing. Anyway.
I was going to say if you won your $20. Oh. What?
You got to spend $79 or more.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's all right.
No. You weren't planning on spending $79.
No, I'll do that.
Don't spend it anyway.
No. There's nothing you can get for 20.
Absolute rort. The McDonald's, this is outrageous.
It's not really a voucher, is it?
It's more become, a it's become a bloody that coupon book that we used to get
I
as kids.
I have an entertainment guide. I've got a $100 voucher on Amazon anyway, so I could use that. Yeah. And then I'll use this. I wonder if it will allow me to do
that.
Anyway, it's a Daily Talk Show. Hi, the dailytalkshow.com. What have you won? Have you won big? I think my auntie won from Tats Lotto a car, which I didn't know that you could do cars through Tats Lotto, but she had a car. I remember it had like a yellow number plate or something.
Oh, one up, yeah. My mum's best friend's.
30 grand?
Nah, more.
50?
Oh, it was like above 50, maybe it was 70. She just shows me this check. I'm like, what are you showing me a check for? It's a lot of money. pulls their finger away from the top right-hand corner, little Tats Lotto man with his hat on.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, what?
Oh, that's so good.
She said, yeah, they called me and they said, I need you to come in. You've won. And she said, oh, how much? She said, I can't tell you over the phone. You could just come in. Oh, that's and so exciting. She came in and she won the 70-something grand.
It'd be annoying if it was like $2.
No, it's always over a certain amount that you could find it. There's like a limit where probably they won't tell grand. You. Yeah, anything sure. above. Yeah. Anyway.
Bree, just very quickly, Bree went to a book club thing and one of the questions people were asking is like, oh, if you won Tats Lotto, like would you tell people and would you keep your job? Mm. And she was like, no, I wouldn't tell people. Like, obviously, she should tell me, but she wouldn't tell anyone else. And she would keep her job, which the keeping the job thing, I said, if you made $100 million, you're still like, just make your own business at that point, right?
The only flawed bit of that is if she tells you, mm-hmm. everyone's going to know because you can't fucking keep a secret.
No, I'm good. I reckon I'd be good.
Dude, you're not. You cannot keep your own secrets or other people's secrets.
You'd be very – we've got an announcement coming.
You'd have your Peloton bike and
– mate, the way I'd know is some guy named Cabri would be delivering all messages from Josh Jansen.
Well, yeah, I'd have
– come in with pre-cooked meals, the meal prep's all dialed in.
It would be fun. Wouldn't it? Could you imagine what would happen if I came across heaps of cash? It'd be awesome. I don't even think I would buy a Tesla necessarily.
All right.
It's a Daily Talk Show. I would definitely, I'd buy a house. Yeah, you would know.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Catch up. Bye.